Catoi terangi marie, orangi nui e tui hone, o papu tuanuku e takatone, o te taia e afine ia tātou, tihei mauri ora. This is The Green Desk on 95BFM.
You're on The Green Desk, 95BFM. Jack Marshall is at work at Amnesty. He works at Amnesty International. He's got a few jobs, Jack Marshall. He's a great man. He said he's tuned in, so I thought I'd give him a shout out. But this week on The Green Desk, Jack has a chat to Karen Schumacher from the East Taranaki Environment Trust about two native kokako who finally have been able to be released in Taranaki following successful pest control efforts. Jack started off by asking Schumacher how this all started up.
It actually started quite some time ago. Our organisation, which is called the East Taranaki Environment Trust, started in 2004, and from 2006, kokako has been in our long-term plan. So we started actively working on that 8 years ago. Our initial project was focused on tiwi, where we've now got over 4,000 tiwi and growing at 9% a year, our population. So we felt comfortable to start focusing on our kokako. It takes time to get your project area and your habitat right for kokako, making sure that you've got your rats down, you've got your possums down, your stoats down, and your habitat coming right. And then you've got to wait for birds. We were really thrilled last year when the recovery group and the Department of Conservation said that they had enough birds to actually be able to give us some birds so that we could start to develop a population of kokako that would then help the wider New Zealand populations. It was earlier this year that the department made the decision that these birds should come from Hauturu, Little Barrier. It's the first time kokako have come off Little Barrier. They were at capacity and they were finding that the juveniles were not surviving over there. So for us, it was a huge privilege that we can help. And so on the weekend, we had the first two, which we call ambassador birds, came down and they were brought down by the iwi representatives from up there.
Oh, amazing. And so another really big part of that is just spend a little bit of time with learning about birds and tiritiri mātangi, and just like learning about the lack of genetic diversity is like a really big problem for these kind of birds, because we've got these amazing, you know, predator-free areas, but there's just too much of the same birds getting it on, and it's not good for the genes.
One of the exciting things about this was there has been some tests done around the genes for the Hauturu birds, and they've discovered they've got a different gene to all the other kokako on the mainland. Now, most of the birds in Hauturu have come from the Bay of Plenty, except there was the last two birds from Great Barrier Island that were taken off there and put onto Hauturu, I think it was in the late 1990s. And they are the only two that were different. So they're attributing this different gene to that Great Barrier Island bird. So that's why these birds are so, I guess, important for the national genetic base of kokako. We were thrilled that we actually had someone from Great Barrier also came down with these birds. So it's developed for us a fantastic base of a relationship that's going to be enduring.
Mm. And are they not actually big enough to fly like from Little Barrier to the mainland? Because they look like they're pretty decent-sized birds.
Kokako are very poor flyers. They describe more like they run up a tree like a squirrel. They just scramble up. What they do is they race up the trees and they glide from a top down to trees further down. They are actually very poor flyers.
And just to give the listeners out there a bit of a description, they've got these like beautiful little, what would you call that, the blue kind of...
A wattle.
A wattle.
It's a wattle.
Yeah, no, they're beautiful birds. And yeah, this is why I'm so excited about it, because I'm a bit of a not quite an ornithologist. I feel like it's maybe a bit too far, but just birds are just really, they just look nice, they sing, and we need more of them.
We do, and that's why we're so excited that we'll end up with, you know, our goal is to help these birds, provide a place for them to thrive so that they can become a sustainable population. It was honestly, the moment out there when we were releasing, we were thrilled that we had so many from our local iwi, Ngāti Maru, joined us. There was kids, there was all ages, all generations, and it was really quite a spiritual moment that as the birds were being released, we had the two that were designated to do the karakia, but behind me, because I was near the front, there were so many people themselves that were doing their own personal karakia and blessing of those birds. It was just such a special thing to be part of.
Yeah, I was thinking we're only at a stage now kind of in conservation and thing practices in New Zealand that we can actually start kind of repairing the land from like just the damage that's all been done. Because most of the time with, you know, any humans anywhere, we just kind of kill the native animals and things. But this is kind of one of the first times we can, you know, start healing the land again.
You're right. We've been really lucky, and that's what we've found with all of our locals out there and the landowners. And for us, it started with our Kiwi, and we've always said that the Kiwi are just part of our community, and our locals have embraced that, and they were there in great numbers on the weekend because we've made a success of that within our project. Our project, I might add, is 13,000 hectares, so it is a landscape scale project, and it's shown that with trapping, we can make a difference in our area. We're really quite lucky. We've had a long-term enduring relationship with Good Nature, the team of awesome guys that have developed the resetting traps, and we've got quite a network of them out there in our project, which will help the kōkākau. In addition, for the kōkākau, they're hugely expensive to catch and to transfer and to bring down. So it costs us between $2,000 and $3,000 per kōkākau to get them onto our site. So for us, we've been fundraising. We've been hugely thankful that Methanex New Zealand, an oil and gas company, have come on board and have been partners with us for this project for the next 3 years. And we're getting their staff are out there volunteering. They get what we're doing. It's awesome.
That was The Green Desk on 95 BFM. Tihei Mauri Ora.